impact your preparations at all, or you guys getting started today?
No, that's exactly what we're doing. Coaches got in Monday and yesterday, and then our guys are back in here today.
So you haven't been on the practice field yet?
We have not been on the practice field yet, no. We've just been out for a walkthrough.
Do you have any feeling about Winfield status yet?
I don't. I'll have a better feeling after I watch him, walk through is one thing, practice is a different thing, so obviously I have a better idea this afternoon.
It's weird to ask a Minnesota coach this, but are you a good snow team? There seems to be pretty harsh weather this week and more expected.
Yeah, I'd like to believe so. We're not out in the snow because as I look out my window here, there's about 3 feet of it piled outside of the window here, so... we'll be inside all week long. We're kind of forced to do that.
Coach, I know it's been a long time ago, but can you kind of take us back to draft day with that number 7 pick and, when you already had Chester Taylor on board, just about your decision to take Adrian and some of your thoughts there?
Yeah, our big thought was obviously, Chester had a nice year as a free agent. He had 1,200 yards. He had 300 some carries, and we felt like he wore down. And I don't think he can ever have too many weapons at that position. That's a high impact position. What we really needed to add was explosive plays. It was difficult for us to be able to go the distance in 12 and 13 play drives, and he's certainly added some of those explosive components, and Chester's added a nice year of his own, and obviously we just thought that was a guy that you couldn't pass up at number 7, and we were tickled to death he was there.
Was there another guy that you were looking at strongly?
Oh, we had a whole, a bunch of different scenarios, but none that I'm comfortable mentioning.
Can you quantify how much of an impact he's made as a rookie? I mean, sometimes rookies have to learn the ropes a little bit, but it seems like he's really, brought an element to your team.
Well, almost from the outset, and what I think has happened is those two guys have tag team off each other. Chester got hurt in the first game, which obviously elevated Adrian's reps, and he was able to go on and get on some stable ground, and then Adrian was down for a little bit. Chester came back, but he's added that explosive component to our team, and whether it be as a kickoff returner or as a running back standing back there for those times where you've got guys blocked up, and even sometimes when you don't have them all blocked up, he can change angles and hit home run for you.
Did you anticipate he'd have this big of an impact as a rookie?
I don't know that you could say that. If I told you guys there that, he's going to break the NFL rushing record, you'd probably look at me like I had 10 heads, and he managed to do it and then reset it, So, obviously, from an early time, and that being the week after the draft when we had about 50 free agents in here, you knew he was going to be a special guy and probably had way better hands than anybody wanted to give him credit for.
Did you have any concerns about the shoulder when you took him?
We didn't. We felt like we did our homework on that and kind of knew that he has rebroken that thing in the bowl game and kind of went unreported. Initially, when you get checked out at the combine, there was some conversation about, the thing hadn't healed correctly since he broke it back in October, November, whenever that was. But with the added insight that he did re-break it in that bowl game, again, he felt like it was going to heal, and heal just fine.
When you looked at the next day, when you sat down and you saw the record game again, what did you think when you looked at that again?
Well, you just don't see something like that every day of the week. Number one, I think the offensive line has done a nice job of coming together throughout the year and playing with each other as much as anything. And obviously people in Denver understand this. Those five got to play as one. And I think they've done a nice job. I'd include the tight ends in that grouping. And the fullbacks have done a nice job. But I can't tell you that he hadn't done a little bit of it on his own in terms of breaking a tackle or making somebody miss. And
the next step for him would be get that passing game going so teams don't gear up for him.
Get the passing game going, are you saying, with him?
Yeah, well, for your offense, and because it seems like there's been a couple games since he came back from the injury where defense is really loaded up.
Well, they have, and I mean, by its nature, I mean, people in the NFL are going to play in 8 and 9 man forcing units, particularly if you're a good enough running team, and obviously that leads you back to your quarterback and the wideouts. And Tavares has made progress. You know, we hate to see those multiple turnover games, but you know, as a starter, he's doing a decent job in terms of win. That's the bottom line. And the last 6 games, I think he's a 70% thrower, whereas his first 5 games, he was a 45% thrower. So he's making that progress. And of course, he missed a few with injury as well. Would have liked to have him in the whole year, but that hadn't been the case.
You look at your team and the strength that you have up front on both sides of the ball. How much of a process has that been to kind of get that in your organization, the strength that you've displayed up front on both sides?
Well, some of them were here. You know, obviously, Steve Hutchinson would probably be the biggest acquisition that we made in free agency. And I know everybody wowed about that contract and said it was out of line. I think probably as we go down the line, it'll end up being just okay. I mean, I guess I shouldn't say just okay, if that's possible to ever be just okay. But just he gives us a level of toughness in there that probably John Runyon gave us at Philadelphia when we signed him from Tennessee. And it's taken a minute for he and McKinney to learn each other and put Matt Burke in that mix. But it's taken a while, and I believe you got to take care of the Lions because you can have the greatest talent you want standing back there. If you can't change the line of scrimmage on offense or defense, usually those are long days.
Is that the hardest thing to do, to you know, have the patience to build that up to a necessary level?
Well, it is. I mean, when you draft the lineman, I can tell you, just going downstairs, and whether it would be facing the media or facing the crowd, there'd be a little different zing to signing an Adrian Peterson or, maybe a potential starting offensive lineman. It doesn't have the same zip, but by the same token, you better take care of those guys in the fronts.
You going to do anything or can you do anything to keep from scoreboard watching this weekend, or does it matter to you?
No, I think, you know, our guys don't live in a vacuum, so, you know, they know what's up, and the biggest thing is that we're competing the game on the field. I expect to get Denver's best shot, and we just need to make sure that we take care of it, and